Welcome back to another exciting episode of Japanese poetry. It's warm. It has been above 95 degrees Fahrenheit in the late morning to late afternoon here in North Carolina. My daughter and I went to water park yesterday. We spent a good amount of time in the pool, which makes artificial waves. There are so many people, and it was nice to see people's excitement at the pool too. Today, I was thinking poems that are related to the ocean would be great. Not only that, I wanted to review the poems that describe strong emotions. So, be ready. The first poem for today was recorded in Sarada Kinenbi, published in 1987. The author of the poem is Tawara Machi. She was born in the 20th century in Japan, and she is still writing tanka poems. Let's move on to the translation. Waves in the ocean come and go. You behave too kindly. I'm ready now to be told we should break up. Let's sing the poem as usual. Yose kaesu Nami no shigusa no yasashisa ni Itsu iwarete mo ii sayonara The first two segments of Waves Come and Go lead to the word shigusa, such as how the person behaves. The one described in this poem is a strong emotion, maybe too strong. The author may cry out now. The author's negative emotion is floating around the air, and the partner is looking for the best timing to say that they should break up. In contrast to the very, very strong wording in the last seven segments, such as we should break up, the waves come and go in the first two segments nicely blended two people's emotion into the beautiful colors of waves. Let's move on to the second poem for today. The poem was recorded in 100 poets, one poem each, number 11. 100 poets, one poem each, also known as Ogura Hyakunin Ishu in Japanese language, finished being compiled in the 13th century in Japan by Fujiwara no Teika. A card game based on the 100 poems in Ogura Hyakunin Ishu has been played by people in Japan. I was not able to identify exactly how old the history of card game is. However, there is a writing that people played the card games around the 17th to 19th century in Japan. My origin of enjoying tanka poems is also playing the card game of Ogura Hyakunin Ishu with my grandmother and my great-grandmother. The author of this poem is Sangi Takamura, also known as Onono Takamura. He lived in the 9th century in Japan. Here is a translation of the poem. My dear fisherman boats, tell people that I rowed down to the large ocean, heading to thousands of islands. Let's sing the poem as usual. Watanohara Yasoshima kakete kogide nuto Hito ni wa tsuge yo ama no tsuri fune We can tell from this poem that the author is very proud of himself rowing to the ocean. He wrote, tell people, without using the magic word, please. Sangi Takamura actually worked for government, but he is actually telling his statement to a boat, which is not even a human. Also, what's actually interesting here is that Sangi Takamura didn't have to read the message to the boat when he reads. But he did, because he wanted to. It sounds to me that the author is very proud of rowing down to the ocean. I'm heading to the thousands of islands. This phrase is of course an exaggeration, and it also makes me think again that the author is very proud about himself. Let's conclude this show by singing the poem for today. Yose kaesu Nami no shigusa no yasashisa ni Itsu iwarete mo ii sayonara Watanohara Yasoshima kakete kogide nuto Hito ni wa tsuge yo ama no tsuri fune